This is Communique from WHQR in Wilmington, North Carolina. I'm Gina Gamboni.
Talk about the smell of the dress.
Well, my dress smells like burned marshmallows and an oyster roast.
You're going to reveal the secret.
Wait, did you put marshmallows in this dress?
Yes.
We may or may not be deceiving you.
I spoke with two teenagers and a man named Scooter for 30 minutes, and I'm still not sure if there are marshmallows in this dress or not. What is this dress we're talking about? It's a dress made from books and some other stuff, maybe marshmallows, for a very special design contest. It's the third annual fashion design contest for teens called Fiction to Fashion. Scooter Hayes, the youth services librarian in New Hanover County, explains.
Teens are creating designs out of discarded library books, cassette tapes, CDs, and they are going to model the designs on the runway. There's four judges who are going to determine the most avant-garde design, most functional design, best accessory, and best runway swagger. And the crowd is actually going to determine the crowd favorite. Everyone who attends the show gets a chip, and at the end of the show, you get to cash in your chip to your favorite design. And there might even be some extra prizes that we can't reveal until the night of the show. So it's really exciting.
Teenagers Ashley Bennett and Theo Townend worked as a team on a piece for this contest. Ashley was inspired to participate when she saw last year's contest.
One of my good friends was in the fashion show last year. So I attended and I saw the different dresses and outfits, and it was really interesting to see and think about how they were put together. When I heard that they were doing it again, I was like really interested and wanted to put together my own dress.
And Theo, you decided to help out?
Yeah, I was just there and she shot me a text message asking if I wanted to help out with this thing, real on the fly sort of stuff. And I said, sure. And we started cooking up ideas and everything and we got something going.
How did you go through the creative process and create this thing? And what is it made of?
Well, the dress is made out of old teen novels. We also have used
cassette tapes
to tie it up and make jewelry out of that.
Yeah, we got Hardy Boys and Pretty Little Liars and Mockingjay in that dress. I don't think I'm going to reveal what the real secret behind the whole thing is. I want it to be a surprise for everybody when they see it.
It's a two-piece, so the top half would be a corset, kind of heart-shaped top, and the bottom is like a mini skirt.
And it's made out of pages from these books?
Yes, pages from these books folded in very specific ways for each section of the dress. I do some of my own clothing modification with my clothes that I wear. But as for actually going and designing a full outfit and crafting it essentially from scratch, I have yet to go and do that aside from this project. So it's very exciting to get to do this.
There will be 20 teens showing off their creations on the runway. Scooter says they've been given lots of media from the library.
Cassette tapes, VHS tapes, 8-tracks, those are kind of rare. CDs, DVDs. This is beyond fashion. I mean, this is taking stories and repurposing them, and it's a beautiful thing.
That was Scooter Hayes, the Youth Services Librarian for New Hanover County, and teen designers Ashley Bennett and Theo Townend. The Fiction to Fashion show is tonight at Expo 216 on Front Street. 20 designs hit the runway at 7 o'clock. It's still not clear if Ashley and Theo's design incorporates marshmallows, but I'll have my eyes peeled tonight.